Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy. Isn't that right, hun? Dax? Dax?
Sorry, did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely.
Oh, the...
Right. Still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
It's just a small covered bridge tucked away in the quiet town of Stowe, Vermont, built in 1844. Goldbrook Bridge, or as most know it, Emily's Bridge, was meant to be nothing more than a crossing over the narrow waters below. But for over half a century, it's been something else. A place where people report the unexplainable. Cars scratched, footsteps in the dark, the sounds of wailing echoing through the wooden beams, and the legend of a girl, Emily. A woman whose tragic death, some say, has bound her spirit to this lonely passageway forever. But is Emily real? And if she isn't, what is happening here? Tonight we follow the history, the myths, and the chilling reports of those who dare to visit one of the most haunted sites in Vermont. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Nestled in the serene landscape of Stowe, Vermont, the Goldbrook-covered bridge stands as a testament to 19th-century engineering and local craftsmanship. Constructed in 1844 by John W. Smith, this 48-and-a-half-foot-long bridge employs the Howe Truss design, a relatively new architectural innovation at the time, patented in 1840. Notably, it remains the only surviving 19th-century covered bridge in Vermont utilizing this particular truss system while still serving public roadway traffic. For decades, the bridge functioned as a vital crossing over Goldbrook, facilitating the daily movements of Stowe's residents and contributing to the area's economic development. Its wooden structure, complemented by a gabled metal roof and vertical board siding, has weathered the passage of time, earning it a place on the National Register of Historic Places in 1974. The moniker Emily's Bridge emerged in local folklore between the late 1960s and early 70s. The legend tells of a young woman named Emily who, after being jilted by her lover, met a tragic end at the bridge, either through suicide or a fatal accident. However, investigations into historical records have failed to substantiate the existence of Emily or any such incident occurring at the bridge. Some accounts suggest that the story may have been fabricated in the 1970s to entertain local youth, casting doubt on its authenticity. Despite the dubious origins of the legend, reports of paranormal activity began surfacing around the same time the Emily story gained traction. Visitors to the bridge have described a range of unexplained phenomena, sudden scratches appearing on vehicles, disembodied footsteps echoing on the wooden planks, and unsettling sensations of being watched. These accounts have transformed the bridge into a focal point for paranormal enthusiasts and curious tourists alike. Skeptics and researchers have approached these reports with caution, seeking logical explanations for the alleged hauntings. Some propose that the bridge's wooden structure could naturally produce creaks and groans, especially under varying weather conditions, which might be misinterpreted as ghostly sounds. Others suggest that the power of suggestion plays a significant role. Individuals aware of the Emily legend may be more prone to perceive ordinary occurrences as supernatural. Psychological factors such as pareidolia, the tendency to perceive familiar patterns like faces or voices in unrelated stimuli, could also contribute to these experiences. The human brain, wired to recognize patterns, might interpret random sounds or shadows within the bridge as manifestations of Emily's spirit. Additionally, the isolated location and the bridge's antiquated ambiance could heighten visitors' senses, making them more susceptible to experiencing fear or unease. Environmental explanations have also been considered. The bridge's proximity to water and the surrounding landscape might create unique acoustic properties, leading to sounds that could be mistaken for whispers or footsteps. Furthermore, fluctuations in temperature and humidity could cause the wooden structure to expand and contract, producing noises that fuel the haunted reputation. While no concrete evidence supports the existence of Emily or confirms the bridge as a hotspot for paranormal activity, the allure of the legend persists. It serves as a compelling example of how folklore can intertwine with historical landmarks, enriching local culture and attracting those eager to explore the unknown. Whether one is a skeptic or a believer, the story of Emily's Bridge continues to captivate the imagination, inviting all who visit to ponder the mysteries that may lie within its wooden beams. As the legend of Emily's Bridge grew, so too did the reports of eerie, unexplained phenomena. Visitors arriving at night spoke of unsettling experiences, scratches appearing on their cars, disembodied voices whispering in the dark, and an overwhelming sense of being watched. Many of these accounts came from those who visited with skepticism, only to leave with an entirely different perspective. One of the most common paranormal reports involves physical sensations, deep scratches on exposed skin, tugging on clothing, or even the feeling of unseen hands pressing against one's shoulders. Several ghost hunters claim they have captured EVP, electronic voice phenomenon recordings with indistinct voices, some of which sound like a female crying out. Could this be Emily, forever trapped in a cycle of sorrow and rage? In another widely discussed case, a visitor who stopped at the bridge to take photos reported seeing a white mist forming at the far end. When reviewing the pictures later, an anomalous figure seemed to appear near the bridge's entrance, an indistinct, shadowy shape that had not been visible to the naked eye. The photo quickly circulated among paranormal enthusiasts, further cementing the bridge's status as a haunted hotspot. Another recurring report involves phantom footsteps echoing across the bridge. On quiet nights, when no cars are around, some claim to hear slow, deliberate steps moving from one end of the structure to the other. These sounds have been reported by multiple visitors, often accompanied by a sudden drop in temperature, one of the classic hallmarks of supernatural activity. Not all experiences, however, have been passive. A few daring individuals who lingered too long or provoked the spirit have reported feeling intense pressure around their necks, as if unseen hands were attempting to strangle them. Some believe this might be an angry response from Emily herself, while others speculate that another, more malevolent force may have attached itself to the bridge over time. Paranormal investigators who have explored the site remain divided on what exactly is happening at Emily's Bridge. Some claim the location holds residual energy, an imprint of intense emotion that replays like a recording under the right conditions. Others believe the spirit may be more intelligent, interacting with visitors in response to their presence. Skeptics argue that environmental factors can explain most, if not all, of the phenomena. The bridge's creaking timbers and shifting supports may produce sounds reminiscent of footsteps. Cold spots could be the result of natural airflow patterns rather than ghostly manifestations. Even the mysterious scratches might be due to dust, debris, or sharp objects in the aging wood. And yet, the legend continues to grow. Emily's Bridge has become a rite of passage for ghost hunters, thrill seekers, and skeptics alike. Whether one believes in the paranormal or not, there's no denying that something about this place lingers in the minds of those who visit. Maybe it's just the power of suggestion. Or maybe, just maybe, Emily is still there, waiting for the love she lost, forever bound to the bridge that holds her story. So what do we make of Emily's Bridge? Is it just another spooky legend passed down and embellished over the decades, or is there something truly lurking in the shadows of that old covered crossing? Let's break it down. On one hand, there's zero historical evidence that an Emily ever existed, let alone met a tragic fate on that bridge. No town records, no old newspaper clippings, no dusty diary entries recounting a lost love or a life cut short. The story itself didn't even surface until the late 1960s or early 70s, more than a century after the bridge was built. That alone raises an eyebrow. But then we have the experiences. Too many people have reported too many strange occurrences for this to be purely dismissed. The deep scratches on cars, the ghostly whispers, the phantom footsteps. Either something is happening here or we're looking at one of the most convincing cases of mass hysteria. Psychologically, it makes sense. When you step onto an old creaking bridge in the dead of night, primed with the knowledge that it's haunted, your brain starts working overtime. It amplifies every sound, heightens every sensation. A gust of wind, a whisper, a shifting plank, a ghostly step. The human mind is built to find patterns, and sometimes it finds them where they don't exist. And yet, there are the physical reports, the scratches, the pressure on the neck, the unexplained mist caught in photos. Can every single person who has stepped onto that bridge at night really be imagining the same thing? Maybe. Or maybe Emily or something else really is still waiting. I'll leave that up to you to decide. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.